the P1 podcast for December 11th, 2008. Now you go. Welcome to the P1 podcast, folks. Wow, such an intro this week. Ooh. This is on my iPod back here.
Is it really?
Yep. Yes, oh man. Space Boy, you're an excited little kid.
I am.
He's got stories, folks. Look at you with your little Smashing Pumpkins hoodie on. You will now see him wear that along with his judo shirts everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
So cute.
Or the Free Ramsey shirt.
Actually, Now it's my Smashing Pumpkins VIP shirt.
Very nice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
VIP shirt.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, welcome to the P1 podcast. I'm ready to go. It's episode 19. Getting old around here. We're almost rookies. What do you think?
We can almost be president.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm super excited. Give me 15 more shows. Good. And I am your happy little host.
Isn't it more than that?
A little Miss P1 Quimby. I'm your host. And we have P1 Danny.
Hi.
He's here. And there's P1 Peaches to my left.
Hi.
And over there, that's that dude. My friend P1 Space Boy.
I am here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So... Hey. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? That's the last time we were here doing this little show.
I did not make a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh, brutal.
I totally didn't either.
Peaches?
Dude, I did. And it was delectable.
Yeah. I ate, passed out. Then I just went crazy. It was delicious. I loved it.
Ate your pillow?
Yeah, I did. In my sleep, I was still eating like, how. So good. Let's see. What's going on with Quimby this week? Oh, I'm doing something tomorrow, which I've been having nightmares about all week.
Talk about it.
So I got hired at Clear Channel about a month and a half, 2 months ago. I am a board op operator. Hello. I get bored every day, too. It's pretty bad.
No one got that joke.
Oh, man.
You had to explain that joke to me, and I still don't laugh at it.
Wow. Anyhoot. Yeah. So, tomorrow morning, I am going to be running
whatever.
Burn!
Okay, all right, post-ho. We'll talk about that later.
all right, donkey show, whatever.
No. Okay. Yeah, we'll see about Hall of Fame 2009. I don't know.
Wow.
All right.
It doesn't even mean Danny
paparazzi
fighting.
Lover, whatever.
Queen bee.
Okay. Yeah.
There's some static in this room.
Angel gopher that nobody wants to talk about.
Oh, no.
We're pulling out all the stops right now.
Oh,
she took it out! It happened!
Done. Dude, that is a...
It's like sky in this
3 room. Minutes and 46 seconds into
wow.
The podcast, she's out.
She's done,
son. We were having fun. Back and forth.
Oh, and the hoodie goes on, dude. You're so screwed.
What? We can't play a game of tennis with burns.
With burns.
Darn. Ooh, burn! That's right, dog! So, yeah, so I'm going to be the board op for the Vegas broadcast tomorrow, and I'm very nervous about it. I'm going to be pushing the buttons and playing the music and turning on the microphones, and hopefully I don't F this up. So, yeah, great.
Dude, seriously, like, how hard is that job, though? Can you easily
if
screw it up?
Yeah, you
really?
Actually can. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
like, but
screwed.
They showed me everything that went wrong before, and I'm just going to, like, do it better. And I have Farley there to watch me. My
What's up,
boss
Facebook? You got something to say?
No, you were just asking if, like, things can never mess up.
Yeah, they can.
It's like, wasn't that, like, the last time that they went?
Well, yeah, but I figured, like, they had monkeys working it.
No.
Sorry. Like, I remember seeing Mikey rip out of that parking lot, and, like, he was not happy. It just doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what the job entails, so that's what I'm asking.
It's pushing buttons, making sure music plays and things are on time, and you're communicating with people, letting them know, hey, you're going to do a live spot after this spot block. When the segment of the show is over, you're going to count them in and let them know how much time they have until, you know.
So it's not all automated?
It is an automated system, but.
But people have to work it, so it's not?
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm drunk.
Hey, so am I.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to do in the morning.
Anyway.
Anyway, Danny, your week. Talk about it. Really? That was your week?
Yeah, dude.
I'm so sorry. What an exciting life you lead.
Dude, no kidding.
Ah, brutal, son. Brutal. Yeah. Peaches over here. Miss Checkout. I knew it'll bring her back. She turned 25 years old.
Yes, yeah, she
I see. I knew it.
Oh, no, that's just not fair.
Yes. So, Miss Quarter of a Century, what'd you do for your birthday?
I ate and ate and ate so and drank and drank. Guess it's Space Boy. Guess what I drank.
No.
Uh-oh. If I had to wager, I guess.
Sweet berry wine.
Oh, you'd be correct. More specifically?
Peanut Noir.
Exactly.
Oh, brutal, son.
I'm hungover from some today.
Your actually. Teeth are all black.
Yeah. Ow, 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 ow. Disgusting.
Yeah, that was me last
Gross.
Night.
Falling downstairs. Honey, help me. I pissed on myself. I puked on the stairs.
Oh, my God.
Help.
That's not far from the truth. Actually.
Gross. No.
Wow.
I was
no.
making that up.
No, one time.
Ew. She missed the toilet. And all she has to do is sit down.
Oh, my God. No.
You poor little thing. Where'd you guys go?
Oh, my God.
Anywhere good?
Where didn't we go?
Olive Garden?
No, yeah, that's too fancy for me.
Oh, man.
No, we Carl went Studio? To Italian, and then we went to, God, babe, where did we go? We went to Italian, and then we went to Claim Jumper. My man took me to Claim Jumper. He treated me with gift certificates.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah. And then Sunday, I got taken to a movie to see Four Christmases. It was really good.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Lovers. Quarter of a century right here to my left.
Dude.
I'm going to rent a car because you're about to see a Ford Escape that's about to see more air than a skateboard.
Yes. It's going to be like the Tony Hawk of rental
cars. Run over Danny's car.
Whatever.
Oh, good Lord. Well, since it is the Space Boy show today, I guess we should talk to you, dude.
Hey, what's
Hi,
going on?
What's doing? So,
what the hell was that?
I love you, Space Boy, so much.
Like, this explains the empty beer bottles outside my house today.
Yes. So, before we get into your whole obvious Smashing Pumpkins deal, you did some traveling for work recently, didn't you?
I did. I went to Louisiana.
What part of?
I'm sorry.
What part did you go to?
I went to Baton Rouge, but all the interesting stuff happened on the 4 hours I went to New Orleans.
Oh, really?
What was her name?
Did you show your boobs to get some beads?
I showed a boob. Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't leave without doing that. Some woman up on the second floor would not take no for an answer.
Oh.
So, I said, but I have the... and then she's like, show me. So I got
show
some,
me your
I got,
nips.
Got,
show
got
me
some beads.
Nips. Did you get big beads or just little bitty beads?
I got both.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, come on. I know there's stories in there.
Okay.
Bring it,
there's
son.
There's one thing that was a little bit weird. I'm going to try to keep this really brief. Noobs wants to know, does Spice Boy read a book at the bar?
Yes.
But you did.
I needed the money. So, I decided to treat myself and go out to a nice dinner. So, Quimby recommended I go to Emeralds. So, you know, bam, that dude.
That's right.
So, it's expensive. So, I'm like, yeah, sure, let's go splurge. So, I go into this place. I'm way underdressed, whatever. They go sit me at the bar overlooking the kitchen. And this guy sits next to me. And he seemed like a really cool guy. We were talking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And hour and a half, we were just talking. This guy was a really nice guy. He's 50 years old. He lost his wife a couple years ago. He's got a couple kids.
Okay.
He's an accountant. He makes a lot of money. He travels a lot.
Ooh,
got a nice level. Yes, yes. Got a nice level head on his shoulders. He knows exactly where he is, and he's a very confident guy. Very, very cool guy. His name is Lou. And so,
did you get his number?
No, I did not. Though I wish
you
I did.
Back up to your
I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
Because most people know that I don't drink.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened was whenever the waiter refilled my drink, it had a lot of alcohol in it.
Yes!
Oh no!
Yes!
So I took a sip and it's like it went down the hatch and I'm like, my eyes got all big and I'm like, oh my god! And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't drink. I've never had that much alcohol in my life, and just like it was a lot. So I'm like, whoa!
Oh my god!
Yeah. So I say to the guy, hey, can you bring this back and bring me a Diet Coke?
That's
okay, fine.
Awesome.
So me and Lou are still talking. I get my food before him, so I'm all eating. And the guy brings us the dessert menu, and he says, hey, do you want to have dessert? And I'm like, no, I'm okay. It's kind of expensive. It's like $8 for a little piece of cake. And I'm like, that's okay. I'll skip it. And Lou's like, no, I insist. Here, get something. I'll pay for it. It's fine. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And he says, no, get two if you like. Whatever. And I'm like, I'll just get one. I don't know what that I don't know what that means.
A date rape drug. Oh, yeah.
No, we're sitting on the bar, not on the roof. So
yeah, roofie cake.
Roofie colada.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm getting ready to leave, I'm like, yeah, I wanted to hit Bourbon Street before I left. You know, you gotta go to Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
It was getting late. So I say to Lou, okay, I gotta head out. I go to flag down the waiter for my check, and he's like, do you need anything else? I'm like, no, I think I'm good. And he just walks away. I'm like, what the hell? So he comes back a couple seconds later. I'm like, can I have a check, please? And he says, no, that's been taken care of, sir. That's okay. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I look at Lou, and I'm like, did you pay for this? And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's on me. It's okay. It's cool.
Oh, no. I'm pay for food for Space Boy.
No. It's like, but, you know, at this point, what's done is done. The card's been run. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I had a really good time tonight talking to you. You're a really cool guy. Thank you for all your advice.
Yeah.
And so as I'm leaving,
yes,
I say to him, you know, I want to tell my wife all about you. You know, and I'm like, you know, you're a really cool dude. Can I get a picture of you so I can show my wife? I'm like, this is the guy that I like had dinner with at Emeralds. You guys suck. And so he says to me, no picture. And I'm like, I can't take a picture of you? And he's like, no, don't take a picture of me. And I'm like, that's strange. So I'm like, okay, well, it was great anyways having dinner, so I leave.
Uh-huh.
So I'm walking back to my car, and I'm like, this is so weird. It's like putting all these pieces together, you know, buying the food, no picture, guy by himself, the mysterious alcohol in my drink. I'm like, was this guy trying to pick me up?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm like,
that's
weird.
Awesome.
I'm like, I'm never going to know the answer.
That's
so
awesome.
I loved feeling kind of weird, and I'm like,
wow, dude. Dude, my old boyfriend doesn't even do that for me. I mean, gosh. We must have been getting hit on, sir.
Sounds like he wanted a piece of the space boy.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd bite off more than he can chew.
Oh, gross. Stop it. I can't even bear to listen to this anymore. So did you have a good time at the Big Sleazy, sir?
Yeah, I walked around Bourbon Street. It was it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of cool bands hanging around, people with beads, and some guy showing his ass. I just walked by.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, sure.
Was it hairy?
I did not look.
Was it like blunder on a Saturday evening on a bearskin rug?
Wow. Like where does the rug stop and where does blunder start?
Begin.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what just happened? Sorry. The lights went down. I was like, oh, are we getting romantic now?
Yeah. So, that was a big adventure, and I drove an hour and a half back to my hotel, packed up, and got my plane the next morning.
But you'll always have.
I have to self-edit so much
Louisiana.
Stuff.
Louisiana. Wow, there's so many jokes there.
I know. I like. Yeah, I'm on jokes.
I felt like I was watching Cinemax after dark.
But thankfully, we're all adults, and we're all just gonna press on and not make jokes.
Okay. How is AIDS?
I don't know what that means.
Crest.
Hey.
Oh, I heard you're going to be the lead for the first float in the Hillcrest Gay Pride Parade next year.
Just like being in heaven.
You are super no on eight, sir. Yes, I will have to say. So, speaking of homos, did you get to meet Billy Corgan the other night?
Oh! Burn, son! Burn!
You're the worst.
Burn!
You know he's so gonna edit that out.
Oh. Because it's totally untrue.
Okay.
Like, Billy Corgan's awesome.
You must protect Billy's
rap. He is what he is. Let's call him Powder. That's really. Oh.
Billy Corgan is a musical genius. He has my respect and my love.
My love.
So, where was the show at?
Show was at Remac Arena.
Ooh.
Me and Space Girl were right up in front against the gate. It was awesome.
Oh, Billy.
What?
Where?
Remac.
It's like a UCSD campus.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You guys
and
ever been
it
there?
Was a general admission show. So anybody got to go in, and it's a mad dash for whoever wanted to go to the seats or to go the front.
Yeah. Were you there like 10 days beforehand?
No, I had a VIP pass.
Oh, look at you.
So I got to go in, see sound check, meet the band.
Scrill. Oh my god.
Have him sign something.
Did you get to shake his cold clam hand?
I did not. He does not shake hands anymore. Oh. He's a germaphobe.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, he's on tour and he's like always sick. People keep getting
sick.
He had
to sign quote unquote something, huh?
Something, yes.
Yeah.
For those of you out there.
Is that what that junk check was all about?
It is done.
So, did you guys like say hi? Hello? Can I make out with you?
I was hoping he didn't recognize me, because that's all I wanted. So, yeah, it's a long story. People listening won't understand it, nor do I really care for them to. So we're just going to press on.
Aw, you guys are BFF now.
Oh, yeah.
Freak.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, sir.
Great show.
Yeah. So this week, I totally missed that. I'm retarded.
No. No.
Can you kick people out of the chat room?
Not at all.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, who are just listen to our podcast, we do have a chat room and a video camera while we record this here podcast. And there is a chat room, and people are now making fun of Space Boy's love for Harry Potter.
What did it say? I can't read it.
Dumbledore is gay, FYI.
Oh, wow.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Not wise to poke the bear.
Disgusting. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Well, you know, when I think of... Oh, my gosh. Space Boy, I love you. Oh, I don't know a really good way to segue out of that, you know. Maybe speaking of homos, why don't we talk about a place called p1site.com?
What?
Oh, it's the Danny version again!
Well, you said speaking of homos.
Oh. Funny guy.
Good call, good call. p1site.com. I love it so much.
Huh? One part gets me every time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, there's a lot of stuff going on for P1 Site here this upcoming week. One of those things is going down tomorrow night, and it is called P1 Bowling Night. Woo! Party time. Excellent. Nobody's really excited, I see.
I'll be there.
Oh, will you?
I will too.
Gonna bowl 300.
Whatever. Aww. I predict I'm gonna bowl for about 30 minutes and be over it.
Dude, the biggest fan of bowling night is not even gonna be there.
300.
Frickin' Peach is over here.
Yeah. I'll be freezing my ass off in Mormon land.
Yes. Maybe you'll get to a sister wife while you're out there.
What?
Dude, no way, dude. Those chicks are like not my
She'll
style.
Be the one to get pregnant for you. You guys just keep her in a closet. Like, nobody ever has to think about her.
They want to pay me some Mormon bouillon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Tell them to take that gold little angel off the top of their church.
Oh, yeah. Or just pay you in peanut butter.
Dude, I'll take the golden angel.
Do you taste space bucks?
I'll put it on my mantle, man. That
like gold coins fall out of its ass.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to have to sneak like alcohol in or something.
Into Utah.
They got weird rules with alcohol there.
Is it Utah or just Mormon like areas?
They make their beer less of an alcohol
percentage. It's the state.
Yeah.
It's the whole state.
No way.
3.5.
Yeah. And can't, like, you can't order a double of something. Like, you can, you can't order a double.
What?
Or, brutal, son.
Or, like, say you order a margarita. Like, margaritas have tequila in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to get a shot of tequila. You can't do that. But you can get a shot of whiskey, which is so healthy because that's what makes you sick.
So delicious.
That
you're
is
smart.
Alcohol 101 with peaches. Thank you.
Yeah.
So terrible.
I'm very good
so
at
Peachy
it.
So Peachy won't be there, but Space will be there. I'll be there. Danny will be there. Many of you other freaks will be out there.
I will be there in spirit.
Yes.
Yes. You bowling my gutter ball.
With my Wii remote. Yes. Look at me. Look at me.
Iron Man.
So we hope to see any of you down there. And or by the time you hear this, it'll probably be done and over with. So we hope we saw you there. I hope you were cool and you didn't start any fights. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, and Danny posted some cool stuff on the site.
I did.
By the way. He put up the Best of CD cover, which is beautiful, for the Best of CD for 2008.
Sweet Berry Wine!
Yeah! And also, Danny gave us a gift, some archive audio. I didn't know you were that much of a nerd recording it back then, dude.
Dude, totally.
Where'd you find it? Did it just, like, pop up somewhere?
This is my own private collection. I have, like, yeah, no kidding. I have a bunch of, like, old archive episodes.
I seriously think that he's got, like, every day since they've been here. I just think he takes them out just a little bit at a time just to, like...
It's like a fine wine.
Not even, though.
Must age
just to, like,
barrel.
Feed us every once in a while. But, like, just so you can keep the coolness points up for you know?
Just so you guys know I'm great.
I don't know. You don't have a giant case of CDs that you walk around and have people sign.
If you guys saw... How far back my archive goes, you'd be like, gimme.
He has archives of other morning show, dude.
Oh, I know.
No one cares about that one.
Dude, they're so funny. I listen to them at night all the time.
Yeah,
love DSC at night. Love it.
At night?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go replay the show at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you know when
Are
the sun
serious?
Goes
yeah.
down?
Why don't they do it with our show?
Because
nobody
people
listens.
Like to listen to rock music.
Yeah, right. Not classic rock
no,
music.
No, that's, yeah.
People who listen to that are already in bed.
That is lame.
So people like me who have a morning show on Loyalty, I can listen to that at night and then move right into Loveline. What's up now, dog?
You listen to Loveline?
Yeah.
I do.
Cool.
I love Stryker. I think he's probably one of the best fill-ins since Ricky Rackman.
Ricky Rackman's the bomb.
He was the best.
I love Ricky
He was
Rackman.
The best. He was the Adam one who hooked me on there. But, okay, we need to stay on the road. So P1HB, God love that woman. She wrote this thread called I Hate the P1 Podcast, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, no, what do we do? Apparently, anytime she hears that Justin Timberlake song for P1Site.com, can you get me a little side play to that?
Yeah, let me get that up right now.
Little
quickly.
Little love stone.
Let me pot that up.
Yeah, can you pot that up, dude? Yeah, every time she hears this original song by Justin Timberlake, all she can hear is this.
I just didn't want to like steal the song Thunder. It's so good.
You're hilarious.
Oh, it's over. Damn. So hot.
Play it again.
Also, in the General Mikey Show
there.
Discussion portion. Whoa. Hey.
No.
Everything's falling apart.
Jesus Crips.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Anyways, we got Danny posted the Mikey's early 90s pictures on this site. Have you guys seen these pictures?
Mikey's
80s. Yeah, they posted them on their site, not ours.
Ixnay on the Ixtra's pay.
Oh. But there's secrets. You got to tell me about them, Danny.
They're not secrets.
Anyway, so Pipe started a thread. I haven't really
Email
been reading
a
that one.
Onay, Ikele.
Yeah. You're stupid, A.
Yeah. Don't they ooh that, A.
Okay. Whatever. You're fired, Danny.
The wheels are falling off.
Oh, no.
How's that sound?
Why did you have that thread start? Why did you want to talk about it?
Because it's interesting.
Oh, really? Talk to me about it. What's so interesting about it?
They posted their pictures from the 90s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those were bad.
They were
Eddie's
awesome.
Mullet was like...
Eddie's skinny, dude. I don't accept
epic.
It.
Epic.
It's like, now it's like Eddie ate Eddie from like 90s. And I never said that. But it's true, dude. Look at him. Look at Eddie. Here, let me pull it up.
His email is eddie@kioz.com if you want to let him know.
Are you fat?
You guys saw those pictures of Eddie.
I'll make sure to pass that along.
To be honest with you, Eddie kind of looked the same to me, just different hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even, dude.
That was like the, what's that movie with the swords?
Krull.
No!
Star Wars?
No. It's that movie Conan where the guy barbarian. Goes through time Hook. And Conan Sean the Connery's in the movie.
Hook.
Oh, Highlander.
Yes, the Highlander. His bullet is very Highlander-ish with the length that he's got going on there. But
wedding
Mikey.
Singer.
Mikey. Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I love my friend Mike.
Little
oh
butterball.
My gosh.
So
when
weird.
He put that little curly Q wig on, I almost lost my crap. So good. Let's see. In the random section, we had something very cool happen. JD and Coke realized it was his 1-year anniversary of the P1 site. And he wrote this awesome little note to everybody, just kind of summing
note.
Up his year. Love that kid, dude. It was like he used to write threads that were that long all the time.
No, dude.
So random, and I loved it.
Him and like 3 other people used to like stay up all night chatting
on
the site.
It was like him, LA Mom, and Photoshop.
Yes.
Dude. Photoshop
and Apparition. They used to get on the site and like talk from like 8 a.m. to like 3 a.m. There's like 50 pages every night.
All night long.
It's crazy.
All night long. And that's in the random section if you want to take a read of that. Favorite Christmas movies. Oh my gosh, Christmas is right around the corner. That's a pretty good thread. Who the hell started that? Scuba Steve?
I think
Very
so.
Very nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Dude, my favorite Christmas movie of all time? Die Hard. What's up now?
That's not a...
It is a Christmas movie.
It takes
movie.
Place in Christmas. It's
yeah,
not.
It's a great Christmas movie.
It's like saying Kaye Gremlins.
Mofo. It's really good. Yes.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Yes. Gremlins is another great Christmas flick. I love it.
So Bad Santa.
So what dumb. Are you guys' favorite little Christmas movies there, huh?
Oh, don't.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Home
love
Alone
it.
2.
Ah, wow. Didn't see that one coming. Danny, what about you?
No.
Danny, tell me.
No.
Please.
Danny celebrates Hanukkah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought you celebrated Kwanzaa. Yeah. I'm confused.
Kwanzaa,
Festivus.
Kwanzaa in. I'm Kwanzaa in.
A Kwanzonian.
You're Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaanian.
Yeah.
You're too much.
No, dude, I don't like. All right, I'm not a big fan of Christmas.
Danny, right. We're sorry.
You don't
you
like
didn't
presents.
Get your Power
stuff?
Ranger doll
like,
when you were
I
little.
I like presents, but like I.
You don't like hearing Rudolph
dude,
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Look at my living room, dude.
Out of every no. shiny nose. Oh, yeah.
No.
Did you not get the Power Ranger doll you always wanted when you were little? You can tell us.
Yeah. Actually, a Turbo Man.
You wanted the Pink Ranger, we know.
No one got
sorry.
That.
Yeah. Did you never
did.
Get that Easy Bake Oven?
The Power Wheels
dude, it was
that
all
you
about
broke.
Creepy Crawlers. Anyone remember that? Yes!
Creepy Crawlers.
Creepy Crawlers, dude.
Wow.
They
I'm
were
old.
Awesome.
Stretch Armstrong. Talk about
I,
it.
Voltron!
I was totally like, Mikey, and I cut mine open.
To see what was in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother had one. I didn't.
It was awesome.
Uh-huh. Oh, Philly's Finest just wrote a really good one. The Ref. Have you guys ever seen that movie? So good. Dennis Leary. Rent it today. Now. Cue it up in your Netflix. Dan, all right.
Let's
do it.
Let's
do
end
it.
This. Let's
do
end
it.
This.
Do it. Do it.
Let's go.
Okay, whatever. Let's see.
Anyway, yeah, I hate Christmas.
Uh-huh. Well, Christmas hates you, too.
Good.
You're going to get coal in your stocking this year.
Good.
I hope you get nothing.
I was going to turn it to a diamond.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because you're going to stick it up your tight
I'll
butt.
Whatever.
Turn it to a diamond. Ooh, burn. let's see.
Ew.
A blood
wrong.
Diamond.
That's so wrong.
Ew, ew,
that's
ew,
wrong.
Ew, ew, ew. That is so wrong. Okay, well, let's move on to this. So Danny did add a new section to the site called P1 Movie Club for where all the P1 Movie Club threads go.
Oh, yeah.
This week's movie is TZ's pick, and it's Punch Drunk Love.
Talk about it.
I don't have much to say. Why don't you talk about it?
Dude, shoot. Oh. I almost cussed. That movie's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Why?
Because Adam Sandler plays a dramatic role.
Uh-huh.
And not some stupid funny guy that he isn't anymore.
Never yeah. seen it.
It's awesome. He plays like a mentally like challenged almost guy.
So like normal
mentally challenged almost guy. Almost, put that on the board. Please.
Almost mentally challenged guy.
So
you'll
like
see. You'll get it when I
normal
when
Adam Sandler pretty much.
I don't
yeah,
know if
yeah,
I can
yeah,
see
not
yeah.
even. Not even.
I'll admit, I still haven't watched Glengarry Glen Ross. I suck.
Oh, dude.
Whatever. So many people haven't watched those, like, the first three movies. So
oh,
it's my
I've seen them all.
Lame.
I just don't post them. Which is bad.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't have time.
You watch weird movies. You do. Like, you'll post random movies. Has anybody seen this movie called The Cook, the Thief, and His Partner from like 1995?
Oh my gosh. Also in the movies and TV section, moving on. Okay, we're moving on. In the movies and TV section, your favorite Simpsons quotes. That's a fun thread. Because that show has been on forever. You know what my favorite Simpsons line is? I'm so hungry, I think I could eat Arby's. And all the kids go, ew.
I don't get it.
Well, that's just my favorite line. Like, you have to see the show. Do you have a favorite line, sir?
No, not really.
I do.
What is it?
It is where Lisa goes into East Springfield Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm at the wrong school. And she walks into like this, it's like a French class.
Yeah.
And then all the kids are like, ha, 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 ha. And the teacher's like, oh, en français.
My other favorite line is when Ralphie sees like the principal and the teacher in the closet. And Ralphie goes, I saw principal and teacher in the closet. And they were making babies. And one of them looked at me.
I remember that. That's awesome.
I love Ralphie Wiggum.
And then the Chief Quimby is like, he looked at you. Or Chief Wiggum. Chief Wiggum.
Yeah. I love that one. Or my mouth tastes like burning.
Dude, Ralphie, it's all Ralphie. Like, I failed English. That's impossible. Like, that's my favorite.
I choose you.
I remember that.
Probably one of the best.
I do like Bart's when he goes, damn hell ass. Like, that's another one of my favorite ones.
Oh, man. You can find those in there. Then Danny. Danny just discovered the 90s, apparently, the music section.
I was born in 87, dude. What do you want?
Oh, my gosh. Like, were you reading the 90s songs that he posted, Space Boy? Yes,
Talk about it.
Dude, it was like my high school and junior high years, like, all in one.
Looking at me so upset.
I don't know. I am a big fan of 90s music. Big fan. Yeah. And reading through that list, there were some things that were there, which I'm like, what the hell is that? And then there are other songs that weren't there, and I couldn't figure out why.
But yeah, like there wasn't any Mighty Mighty Boston's on there, or was there?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, it's a long list. I must have missed it. What else was really big in the 90s that wasn't on there?
Well, I didn't know Candlebox had more than one song.
They did.
Yeah, that was surprising.
They had quite a few. Did you get the Gin Blossoms, too?
The what?
The Gin Blossoms. Oh,
yeah. They've had a lot of songs, actually.
Dude, Found Out About You. Such a good
song.
Yeah.
I Kissed a Girl.
Who's that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that is...
Jim Blossom? Jill Blossom. Oh. So cool. Love, nah. I can't talk about
it. You're so crazy. gross!
I had a quitty moment.
Okay, well.
For the record, I didn't make this moment, or this moment, this list. I got it off the internet.
I didn't make this moment. You sure did it.
We both did.
Oh, yeah, baby. Danny has posted that all up in the music section for you on P1 site. Super wicked fantastic. That's awesome, Danny. Well, you know, I ain't got nothing else on P1 site. Anybody else?
Oh, okay.
There is something I did want to discuss this week. Something very significant happened in the United States justice system. Ladies and gentlemen, O.J. Simpson finally went to jail. Let's hear it, folks. You went to jail because you chopped the web. No, wait, no, that wasn't it. So, this week, I landed an interview. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
This is O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, this is O.J. Simpson. Oh. I'm here in jail right now, and I get one phone call. I thought I'd call the P1 podcast and try to clear everything up.
Well, thank you for thinking about the white woman here. I appreciate it so much. Well, let me just ask you, what do you think about going to jail, O.J.?
Oh, I'll tell you one thing, white woman. I can only guess that you're white. I don't know. It's pretty terrible. Because now that I'm behind bars, I won't be able to find the real killer.
Oh, man.
It's like, I gotta be honest, I couldn't have done it. I'm not a gun person. I'm more of a knife person. Oh. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
Yes, I actually do know what you mean. Do you think that you'll serve your full jail sentence?
Well, if I can help it, I won't be in jail that long. I actually tried to escape today.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I remember when I won the Heisman Trophy and I rushed for over 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
So I tried to run past some security guards, but they grabbed my arms and brought me back. So they must be Heisman winners too.
Yeah. No wonder if they went to UCLA.
Yeah. I also tried to wear an old mop as a wig and sneak past them, but that didn't work either. I don't know. I have to keep trying.
Okay, dude. Well, how are the shower facilities over there? I've always wondered what it's like in jail.
You know what, man? I don't know what to expect. There are no bathtubs.
What?
Like, at least once a week, I like to fill a bathtub full of white woman's blood, have a good soak, close
what?
My eyes,
no!
And let my troubles drift away.
No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Oh, no. My gosh. I'm disgusted by you. Oh, Dave. What do you do to keep busy in jail?
I got a lot of time on my hands. Uh-huh. So I had some work in the prison. I started to do some work in the prison garden. But I gotta find something else because the working gloves wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
So maybe I might try my hand at laundry or something.
Oh my goodness.
But I guess I'll see you guys in about maybe 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, hopefully I'll never have to see you again. See you later, OJ!
See you later.
Oh, see you later, dude.
That phone he was talking on was really clear.
I know, it was like he was here in the room. It's amazing. Love it so much.
What did I miss?
Well, you missed part of the P1 podcast. We're about to start talking about the Mikey Show from these last few weeks. And you know what, folks? I don't know anything about the Mikey Show from the last 2 weeks. Mainly because I got a new job and I can't listen to the show at all from there. Yeah. So this week I'm also a spectator at the P1 podcast. Tell me what happened.
All right. We had a ton of stuff happen, right, Danny?
Sure.
Did anybody listen to the show this week?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's great. Here, up, here, dude? Here. Well, you know what I am still listening to? I am listening back to...
DCC?
DSC.
Or whatever.
No, I'm finally listening back to the Friday, December the 5th with Craig Gass.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That was actually pretty good.
My favorite part was when Sky misspoke and said Tinklebell instead of Tinkerbell. And we got yet again another sunburn story.
Oh, my God. It's genius.
So good. Oh, I loved it. So tell me what happened on the show. Somebody, anybody. I don't know what happened this last 2 weeks on the show.
Oh, Holy Night is back.
Oh,
yes,
no.
It is.
You know, I'll tell you right now, I do love that song.
Really?
I love it. Every time, and now when I go to church and they sing Oh Holy Night at church, like with the choir, I crack up so hard every single time, and it's so inappropriate.
It's so weird.
My mom does too. Like last year, we're at a Christmas service, and you know, we hadn't really had any laughs in quite some time.
A couple of days?
Yeah.
No, like in days, it was really, really bad. And me and my mom were standing there in church, and while they start singing Oh Holy Night, and me and my mother both just lost it. Lost it in church, and my dad's looking at us like, what is wrong with you? This is a beautiful song about our Savior's birth, and we're just losing it in the aisles. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But the Hank Bauer fight with Eddie...
Yeah, did anyone hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
He caught that tension with a knife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
When Hank just nothing.
And then my favorite was how everybody kept saying to Eddie, you know, I respectfully disagree, Eddie. And I was like, yeah. No, I gotta disagree, Eddie.
That's so Eddie's personality, though.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Silence is truly so loud on the radio.
Totally.
It's bad. Oh, please don't let there be silence on the radio tomorrow. Anyway, so... Oh, that was the loudest. loudest silence I've ever heard.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's like, folks, when things
It looks like he was playing the piano for a second.
Crazy, dude. Ugh.
So
I've got to have help here this week, guys.
Did you hear the conversation of the girl who is a vegan? And
the demon meat?
Yes.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Demon meat. The
yeah,
demon
I, meat. I didn't
tried
hear.
To shove that demon meat in my face.
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
Dude, I'm sorry. I think vegan people are the stupidest effing people. Like, they're so unhealthy looking. Have you ever seen them? They're all pale. Their eyes are all glossied over. Their hair is all brittle. You know, eat some effing meat for crying out loud. You freaking frail, pale ass, freaking fragile ass, freaking. You know, what is there left to eat? You can eat this Purell. That's not made from an animal. Oh, yeah. You can eat this camera. Like, what is there to eat that's not
Just
from
let
an
her
animal?
Go. Let her go.
Eucalyptus leaves.
Oh, no, I'm done. I suck, apparently. So, you know, whatever.
No, that was awesome.
No, I'm the failed master of the world. Yeah, Peaches, she fails every time. Oh, yeah, whatever. Don't save that clip. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Stop shaking his head.
Like she's reading my mind over here. It's scary.
Well, yes, you're my podcast husband. I know what you're
That's
thinking.
Awesome.
Don't play the spaceship. Don't play Elephant March. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Oh, no, that's
anger.
Just, that is just, y'all don't even care if I cuss. You know, that is dumb of you to play that. Oh my god, it's like a Peaches overload of sound effects.
Peaches.
Wow, we're gonna sleep it on the podcast
yeah.
this week. Oh, what, he's allowed to do it and I'm not? Just cause, you
no,
know.
We always blurt it out. Calm down over there, lady. Calm it. Somebody get this lady a tranquilizer over here.
Dude, I wish I had one right about
ambient,
now.
Ambient, maybe.
She's the Boston Rob of the show. She's a real
Yeah,
hot
she
hot
is. She's
I'm not! I've been quiet this whole effing time. I haven't said shit.
She can dish it, but she can't take it, dude. Please do not murder us. Or get a tattoo of your town on your neck, please.
Oh, really? I wasn't
Oceanside on her neck.
Oh, really? I wasn't taking all your guys' crap earlier. I just sat here and just took it. F
no
this,
more
man.
Yankee, my winky.
Whatever, dude.
Hey. You got to bust your chops,
No,
dude.
Don't talk to me. I'm going to say you.
Listen, I had to get my chops busted every single day on this show, girl, so... Hey,
you bust my chops way more than I bust yours.
So what? Everybody gets to bust each other's chops on the show.
Cry. My makeup looks too good. Sorry. And plus, it's waterproof anyway, so. Face all over your face. And I'm done. For now.
This guy, interview.
Ham.
Maynard.
Oh,
that was the worst thing I've ever heard.
I already despise Maynard and Tool, so...
He's a dick.
When I heard she was interviewing him, I was like, oh, you mean the creepy guy that wears bustiers during his concerts? Awesome.
No way.
Yeah, he does. Why don't you Google Maynard right now?
No. Does he have one of those freaky pencil-shaped bodies, too? Because if he did,
yeah,
the
he's
bustier
like,
would look even more awkward.
He's bald and skinny and short. He is disgusting. And that interview was really bad. He was just such a jerk to her and not very nice.
She
and,
was so nice and professional, too. If that were me, I'd have been like, all right, F you, see ya.
Yeah.
Peanut Noir?
Yeah, but she remained very professional.
Yeah, I'd have stolen a bottle of Pinot Noir and I'd have been out of there. I'd have been like, I'm taking this.
Dude, he is... Look.
Peanut Noir?
Oh, dude, he looks like a freaking vegan.
Exactly.
Dude, yeah, see, that's what a vegan looks like right there. All With pale and bald and eyes all sunken in.
Eyeliner.
He looks like Billy Corgan.
Very clear
Freaking
to me you don't
powder.
Know what Billy Corgan looks like.
Here, check this out.
He's a bald white guy.
You want to see something even creepier?
Space Boy, what do they have against us today? I mean, they've been ripping
Look,
us
he has
a new
boobs
one.
In that picture.
Like Marilyn Manson, surgically put in.
No way.
And look at his... creepy boots.
Quimmy, that is the most disturbing picture you've ever shown me in my life.
Let me see.
Dude, this is Maynard.
Yeah, he looks...
Oh, jeez.
He's got a boob suit on.
Ew.
It looks like he like took one of those pregnancy it's like, suits it's like, to get out the pregnant part.
This is Doubtfire.
Is that a Victoria's Secret bra?
Dude,
it's
like one I'm of telling the you, he's creepy.
The Matrix
what is
brothers?
Up with his
what?
Everything.
The guys did The Matrix.
Oh, Johnny Keanu Depp. Reeves? Hello. Now you're talking.
I know Kung Fu.
Here, here's another good one for you.
Prove it. Yeah. Show me.
Oh, what? God. Is he naked? I can't handle it. Okay, yeah. No, there he is. Oh, see, that's how skinny he is.
Look at his weird hair, though. I cannot stand Tool. Sorry. Any guy who sings about fisting, I'm just, I'm not into it.
Wow,
what?
And the
sorry.
Same guitar riff in every song.
The same bass line.
Oh, I'm going and the California's falling in the ocean.
What? Oh, good Lord.
Karna, back me up here. That's what you say about every single Tool song. It's all the same. Yeah, he's nodding, yes. And it's not just
he me. Looks dead tired, like you ripped him out of a coffin, dragged his butt over here, said, here, sit down. I love you.
Well, actually, we made love for like 5 hours before we came over here. He's exhausted. He's got no fluids left
six
in him.
6 hours. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, I
no
must,
fluids?
My
I
brain must
need
have blocked
know.
Out the last hour.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. So, right. Okay,
he
so
had
I was.
Sex with my mama!
okay, here's something I really want to talk about because I was actually there for, to witness some of this. So, Eddie almost cried listening to Silent Night. And,
sorry.
Guess who sang that version of Silent Night?
Boys Ben.
Jewel.
Actually, her tooth sang it. But
yeah. Oh, Jewel!
Dude, I'm a sucker for the Jewel tooth jokes. Every single one gets me. Everyone.
I don't get it
oh,
at so all.
Funny.
Oh my gosh.
She got a gap in her tooth?
She's got a snaggle tooth so bad. It's like snaggle. It's like one tooth takes up her whole mouth.
Oh my gosh. Best line of the day, though, was Sarah McLachlan is an emotional terrorist.
Dude, yeah.
That Arms of an Angel, every time I hear that, I would start crying.
Do you remember the Run DMC interview?
Oh, yeah. Forget mm-hmm. it,
no.
Dude.
Yeah.
Forget it.
To, like,
yeah.
That story was personally, like, effective to me.
Yeah,
as,
dude.
Oh.
Every
oh,
time, like, I hear
it.
Her name, I remember that interview.
Oh.
And you go cry yourself to sleep.
For
yeah.
sure, dude.
Yep. In a corner, holding your teddy bear and your binky.
Your blankie.
In the arms of an angel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah McLachlan.
Dead.
With her voice box removed.
Yeah. Help this
yeah.
dead
severe head
dog
damage.
With two legs and this kitty
can
with
we
no
this
eyes. That, that animal shelter commercial is so bad. Oh,
kitty with no eyes. That is awful.
Speaking about a kitty with no eyes, what about Weekend Worry War where that guy lost his friend's kitten?
Brutal. He is the worst man in the world.
Was he trying to hook up with that girl?
Oh, you know it.
Okay. That's
he
what
sounded
I thought.
Gay. I thought he just wanted to be your friend.
No, dude, he was, well, I think
all
was,
guys want to be girls' friends, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. His voice was a little like.
Yeah, you know it.
His voice was a little, hey. Did you hear that in his voice? Did you hear that inflection maybe a little bit?
No.
I was listening to that like right before I got here. Guy sounded a little no one ate, if you know what I'm saying.
He's a fag.
Hey, I don't do the F-bombs around here, okay, dude?
Whoa.
What is this story that I'm seeing here, Danny, about Sean dropping debit cards at the gas station?
No one else heard this?
Yeah, I heard it.
What yeah. happened? What happened?
A dude was at the gas station. He dropped his debit card on the floor.
And he stared at it for like a
for
minute.
3 minutes, he
trying
said.
To wonder what to do.
How's he going to get it? He was out of handy wipes. And luckily, Dina put in this, like, hand sanitizer, like you see here, in his glove box. And he, like, basically drowned it in the hand sanitizer before he put it back in his wallet.
I saw an episode of Intervention that reminded me of Sean.
Where'd you see it?
The OCD.
On TV.
Where'd you
oh,
see
I
it?
Saw A&E.
Dang it, I missed it.
No, it was this OCD guy. He was so afraid he would contaminate himself with every or contaminate himself or others.
Yep.
He would sit in his chair in his kitchen for 12 hours.
Yeah.
He like wouldn't get up. And he wouldn't even hold his grandchildren or like anything. He's like, you don't understand because
he was a cop, right?
Yeah. And like and he like missed like he well
no, you don't understand, like I
it made Sean look normal. Let's just put it that
no.
way.
Yes. Dude, I was at Mike's house and Rebecca was telling Sean the story, and Sean looked like he was gonna like slit his wrist hearing it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What did he do?
He was just like coming out of his skin because he was hearing all the stuff that like this dude does, and like one, it was normal to him, and two, like the weird stuff. He was like, no, and he was like grabbing his hair and like freaking out. And his eyes were all big. It was hilarious.
So wait, was he like coming out of his skin because he's like, I'm not that guy?
No,
because like,
he is that guy.
No, dude. And Sean, like, is not this guy.
He is.
That guy couldn't even go to work.
Yeah, I know. It, like, Sean, like,
Sean is
will
in
be,
a room all by himself. Solitary.
Sean will become that guy.
Anyone.
Well, he will, but he's not yet.
He's
oh, he's
there.
Getting
he's
so
getting
close.
There, dude.
What I don't understand is, like, first of all, I am way too freaking
this
lazy
is,
to be that
creeping
OCD.
Me out.
I'm like,
it's true. It takes a lot of work. A lot of energy. That just occupies so much time in your brain.
Yeah.
How do you have time to think about anything
you
else?
You don't, dude.
But that, is, but yeah. Oh, sorry, Quimby.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. I have another.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that those episodes to me are more fascinating than the drug addicts, like the OCD people and the sex addict people and like all those people.
Oh, there's sex addicts?
Sex
yeah.
addicts?
There's a
oh,
sex
wow.
addict. One.
Yeah.
That's
how about the couple that was like alcoholics together?
No way.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was just the weirdest. They seemed like the everyday, like normal, like
yeah.
mom and dad. And they
really?
Were just like kind of hiding it. Like they'd like pour enough vodka in there and then a little bit of
in
Gatorade.
In Gatorade bottles, yeah.
No way.
They would drink a quart of, this is one person. Like,
yeah.
And the chick looked like, the woman looked like small, like petite.
Oh.
And she was just like, a quart of vodka and like a 36 beers or something
yeah.
like that.
What?
Yeah.
A and
day?
They,
in a day.
Yeah. No this couple way. Was so in love, they went to become alcoholics together and then they tried to put them in rehab. I didn't see the end of it, but they
oh,
separated them.
Yeah.
They, and they didn't want to get separated. They almost wouldn't go to rehab
yeah,
because they didn't want to be apart.
Because they
oh
said
God.
That we've never spent more than a week or a day apart
yeah,
or whatever.
Like
and so they
hours.
Said, but in order for you to recover, you have to be apart. And then what ended up happening is that the mom ended up relapsing, like, after 3 or 4 months.
Oh,
so
no
crazy.
Way.
But, yeah, Jim. They were talking about how, like, their daughter had to, like, pick them off on the off the floor in the bathroom because
mm-hmm.
they would fall and crack their nose because they'd be that drunk. Like,
so bad.
Dude.
So bad. Well, let's get back to the Mikey show.
Maybe
just, hi, let's have a
speaking
fun time.
Speaking of alcoholics.
Let me bring down the room.
Yeah. Mike, you alcoholic.
So, Plaxico Burress, they brought the story about Plaxico Burress shooting
butter
himself.
Gun.
And they were talking about his gun, his Glock in his pocket.
His butter gun, dude.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Sky called it his butter gun. It's a new phrase of the century. It's the new
gun with
present.
Butter all over it.
Yeah, butter gun. So ridiculous.
Sorry, how do you shoot yourself in the thigh?
You put butter all over your gun, dude.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
Butter.
Yeah.
Like, are you that effing dumb?
Yeah. Eddie made the joke. He's like, he can catch like an 80-yard bomb, but he can't handle
right?
a gun.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right?
That's the weirdest crap I've
I
ever
love it.
Seen. Butter gun. I love that new phrase. I'm 100% behind it. 100% behind
I'll
it.
I'll get you one for Christmas.
Yes!
A Glock.
Who is wanted? Oh, my gosh. Ooh, let's see. Let's see. I have a...
Oh, apparently V's.
Your
ah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, my man got plastic surgery all of a sudden.
Literally plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Here's what all the boys want to talk about. Like, every boy I know really
what?
Loves this, but Tyrone and Tortilla were like, back like
what are you talking about I loved
it together
it.
Apparently Peter's a man now,
she's a dude, she's got bigger balls than you daddy,
shut up
eh.
It's accurate.
So Tyrone nah. Tortilla talk about it. I missed all their calls,
dude. My favorite is how Mikey says tortilla.
Tortilla. yeah, they didn't actually like bring back the bit.
No,
but they just brought back the
they
characters.
Just called in. Yeah, they're like, you can call me on my baby's mama's cell phone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So good. They were talking about that lottery ticket that wasn't claimed for like $168,000.
Yeah,
oh my
dude.
Gosh. And they were like, I'm offering a reward of $100 for this lottery ticket.
And if someone finds $20 on the street, I drop that too.
Yeah, I drop that too. Hey, Tyrone. What up, Tortilla? Like, I just love them so much. They're talking about IBTO. That's one of the nicer places to store meth.
No, it is not.
Oh, it's so bad. Okay, what is this? Danny has this written down in my notes. Sky saw checkout ladies' pubic hair in the checkout line.
I came into this at the
what
very end.
What is this?
Talk about it.
But she
what
liked her.
Is
she
this?
Thought she was pleasant. She just didn't know how to tell the lady.
Except her vajiji was sticking out.
It's Sky and she's awkward like
pubes.
That. Sweet.
Yeah, dude.
Luscious.
Like,
pubic hair.
It was so weird hearing this guy say pubic hair.
How did she see her checker lady stuff? Don't they usually have like an apron on or something?
She had like these like low rise like shorts and
it must have been like a national forest, dude. Like it must have been like really bad.
Yeah.
Well, Space Boy got a visual.
The Sequoias.
Yeah. They,
Yosemite.
Because her like shorts were so.
She's got a beaver in her pants.
Please pull down your underpants.
Like some change falls out of there. Like, whoa.
Oh, man. If you wear your jeans that low, I got a message for you. Okay? Listen.
Slut.
You need to put your pants on. Your pants should go to, you know, a little bit there by your waist. Nobody wants to see your G-string. Nobody wants to see your pubic hair.
What do I look like?
Dude, if you're going to wear your pants that low, hi, there's a concept. It's called Brazilian wax.
Oh, my God. I did not know about this.
Dude, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry.
Or how about this? A razor.
Oh, my gosh.
Can
nair.
You demonstrate?
Why don't you just nair your junk? Just do all of us a favor.
Why don't you nair your vag?
Yeah.
Just do us all a favor, lady.
Yeah. And then go running at 120
in
degree
a sauna,
heat.
In a jacuzzi.
Ah, then you have to look at a razor burn
that
all day.
Is gross.
Dude, like at the beach, and it's she's all like scratched.
Yeah, she might
it,
have
like
to take clippers to that. You know what I'm saying? Like
that was sauteed in wrong
not
sauce.
Nearly enough.
Chainsaw.
An axe. Oh god. An axe to the pubes. Too many there. It's like Blunder in a skin suit over there.
When you said nobody wants to see that, that wasn't entirely true.
Ew.
Well, I forgot. You love Billy Corgan. You like powder, so what do you want from me?
You're special, Space Boy. You like all of the Gigi's, no matter what shape, size, or bushiness.
Yep.
I love women.
Hear me roar.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
You know what? I did hear this. Traditional tree versus fancy tree. Danny, what kind of a person are you? Oh, wait. You hate Christmas.
I'm a no tree.
I don't want to hear about you. Spacey, come on. What do you think? Traditional tree or fancy tree?
I just like trees.
Look at this dude.
Quimby just asked me. I'll give you a real answer.
Peaches, traditional, fancy. What up?
It's all about traditional. Give me my ornament that I made out of macaroni when I was in kindergarten. It's all about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, with my picture on it. Oh, yeah. Babies for Christmas.
My mom goes half traditional, half fancy. Like, she'll put the pretty ribbon around, and she uses the classic white lights.
Well.
But all of our, like, ornaments we've had, like, forever.
You guys want to hear about my invention? Oh, my God. I just thought of an invention. I'm going to be rich. Patent pending.
Oh, tell us.
A lazy Susan for a tree. So here's what you can do, okay? You can make
That's
one.
That's a good idea.
Right, patent pending. You can make one side. You can put the tree on a thing that turns, okay? And you can make one side. You can make one side traditional, and then the next thing you flip it, and then it'll be fancy. Oh, patent pending.
You're great. You're great.
Patent pending.
Danny, we need to have a meeting after the show. I got this great idea for this new product.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas tree lazy Susan.
I will
Susan.
Sue the shit out of you with my lawyer, Miss Quimby.
We can go in together on this.
Okay, cool.
Make $1 million.
All right, cool.
Opposite.
Yeah, I just thought it up right now.
Opposite.
Well, see you guys later. I'm off to the patent office.
I got the skill to put down the patent.
Party time.
You and me, fitty fitty.
It's like once money's exchanged, that's the patent right there.
You are the patent.
I'm going to give $1 to the patent association.
Whatever.
Hey, so did you guys get to listen to any of the show today?
Yes.
What did they do to Rob's hair, and how much money did he get to go gamble with?
They did cut it, and as they were ending the show, they did not tell us how much money they raised.
Lame.
Yeah, right. Because I want that to happen. Like, hey, why don't I just get on the air? I'll just take over Star one of these days and be like, hey, look, why don't you come to the station because I need some dough for Christmas. And then all of you can come down here and put some money in a bucket that's for Quimby on Star, and we're all friends. Thank you. Yeah, give me some money.
Yahoo.
Damn it. Did they put NY in his head at all?
They didn't say.
Dude, there's no way he'll do that.
Maybe we'll find out tomorrow. That makes me so angry.
I get so mad
sometimes. I want to chop my own head off because I'm a white woman. I am a white woman. Dude, let's talk about this real quick. This is probably the saddest. I'm like bringing down the room again. That plane crash of the.
Oh, I can't. I can't do it, dude. I can't. I was crying.
No.
I never cry at the news. I was bawling. I can't. Don't.
Do you know we almost rented that house?
No.
My dad. I came home from work today, and my dad said, "Did you know?"
Such a liar.
No, fine, call my father. Why somebody get my dad on the phone right now. He said he had looked at that house on Craigslist and he really liked it. And then they saw another one a block away over there, and then we saw our house in Poway and we moved there. But no joke, I came home and I'm like, you're full of crap. And he's like, no, they showed the address and I had looked at that particular house on Craigslist when we were talking about moving out of our house.
Lucky said. You.
Dude. Jeebus was looking out for you.
Actually, you know who's looking out for me? The ghost of Heath Ledger, actually.
Oh, you're so That's
so too soon, dude.
That's yeah. one hot ghost.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ghost of Heath Ledger.
See? Ew, Danny, the back of your head looks so creepy with that panda hat on.
Dude, it looks
you
like
know
a,
you love it.
It looks like a butt.
Ew, it's so gross.
Can we go? I'm hungry.
Okay, hold on. Last topic.
No.
Okay, let me just say this. What is this P1 Natural Hustla calls in? What is that?
I don't even know who.
What was
Dude,
that?
See, that was like a little too soon call, but it was still freaking hilarious.
Why?
Because we hadn't known like what the extent of the damage was with the plane at that time. And so this dude calls in P1 Natural Hustle, a.k.a. AO, and he says that he has a turbine for sale and a plane wing for sale for $19.95 and $23.92 out the door with tax.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
Gosh. I'm sure that's before anybody knew anything.
We just knew about a plane crash. We didn't know it hit a house.
I don't think he would have said it if
of
he knew what.
Not.
No, he wouldn't, dude.
But it was kind of
too soon.
He'd
be a monster if he did. Oh, my God.
Instead, he just got the cops were talking to him while he was on the air. Did you hear that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was brutal. Yeah.
He was like, oh, I'm talking to the mic show. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. Hang up the phone.
So I got to go, guys. And they're all, no. Okay, I want to go eat. Can I go? Can I be dismissed? Quimby's off. Hey!
Well, this might be our last podcast before Christmas, so I just want to tell all the P1s. Merry Christmas. We're not doing a podcast before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Before the New Year now. We're doing one for the New Year.
So I just want to sing something to you all.
Oh, no.
Peaches is going to help me.
Nope.
Okay.
Ready?
See you guys later.
I love one, Danny. And a two. I love Daddy. Everybody.
Everyone.
You guys, I'm in the spirit now. Oh my gosh, look, Tiny Tim, he's walking. Tiny Tim.
Frosty, you're alive.
Oh my gosh, Rudolph can fly.
And his nose lights up.
Oh, he led Santa through the fog. Over there, the abominable snowman, he's super happy. And the Charlie Brown tree grew an inch.
Don't you mean the abdominal slow man?
Yeah. Let's go a wassailing. Who wants to go? Huh? Up and down the street. Let's wassail.
No,
thank you. I'd rather go.
Here
with
we
sushi.
Come a wassailing. I'm not the least so good. Here we come a wassailing.
All right, guys,
well, that is our show for the week, dudes and dudettes.
I got one thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
So do I.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Bye.
Collaborate and listen.
So, P1 Philly's Finest found the Charlie Brown tree for Zeth at Target.
Oh.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, they're going to give it to him?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
With the big red ornament
yes.
on the top, uh-huh. making it fall.
Yeah.
They should tell him to wear the shirt that you got him.
He wore that the other day. He wore that on Monday.
Did he really?
Daddy got this for me.
No, I didn't. I'll take credit for it, though.
Oh, okay.
Ghost Rider did.
All right, Ghost Rider.
And what do you got?
Okay, so I was hanging out last weekend.
At a bar?
Yes, watching the kitchen, and this guy sits up next to me.
Yeah.
Brass rail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he poked my butt.
And then he says, excuse me, sir, would you mind if I pushed in your stool? And I'm like, but I'm sitting on a chair.
Oh.
Okay, so...
I got one thing too.
This is the worst joke I've ever heard.
I love it.
Okay, so
talk faster.
So I was at my house talking to Quimby on the phone, and she was working at the Clear Channel studio.
And then she says,
"I'm over here working at 93.3, and I swear to God, if one more person calls up and requests a new Beyonce song, I'm gonna scream." So I jump on the internet, find the number. I call up. She says, "Channel 93.3," and I'm like, "Hey, baby, I just got to hear that new Beyonce song, man. That booty is fine."
I knew it was him.
Baseball, you're my hero. You are my hero.
That is genius.
I pushed the drop call option, and then I sent him, "I am," like, "You're a dick."
Did he know it was him?
"You are a dick." All day long.
You are
long.
Awesome.
All
you
day
awesome.
Long.
T.I.,
Beyonce, yeah, kids screen, oh, my God. Anyways, whatever,
genius.
Dude. What's your last thing, Danny? We really got to go. People are hungry, and they're going to fall down and die. Let's go. Come on.
I am.
She is, really. Look how skinny she is.
I'm a vegan.
Fine, Danny. Don't share your last piece of information. Wrap it up, Space Boy. What an awesome show. Now you go, Danny.
Now you go.
Now you go.
Now you go.
Go, Peaches.
Now you go.
Go, Space Boy.
You go.
Now you go.
Now you go.
You go.
Now you go.
I think we found a title for the show.
Wow.
Now you go.
Now you
hey,
go.
And ladies and gentlemen, look out, because next time, I'm going to figure it out. It's episode number 20. And the last show of the year. What's up now, Don Imus?
Friends in 09.
All
friends
right.
In 09.
I hope you guys have a pleasant Christmas.
Too soon.
We miss you. I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I am.